Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The AI tech giants have made a major move, and this comes on the back of a recent visit to the White House where all the major tech firms essentially pledged to focus more on tech and AI safety with these AI models. And so today there is a new forum that has actually been launched with industry leaders Anthropic, Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI. They've all essentially come together to launch what is called the Frontier Model Forum. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what exactly this is and where we see the implications of this going in the future, how we see this really shifting the landscape of AI, and perhaps some sort of consolidation of maybe not power, but consensus among the top AI leaders. So let's dive into it. So this new venture aims to really ensure the responsible and safe development of advanced AI models, which have started to kind of blur the boundaries between human and machine capabilities. Frontier models, by definition, are large-scale machine learning models whose capabilities essentially surpass those of current cutting-edge models, enabling them to undertake a really broad range of tasks. So recognizing the potential risks associated with these, you know, quote-unquote frontier models, this new Frontier Model Forum is going to focus on establishing safety standards, identifying best practices, and also encouraging research and development towards mitigating potential threats. I believe that with, you know, the collective expertise from some of these big tech companies, the forum is really kind of trying to advance AI safety research. They're trying to support applications that address societal challenges like cybersecurity, and they're also trying to foster knowledge sharing with policymakers, academics, and the public. The ultimate goal is to create a transparent, informed environment for the development and deployment of frontier AI models. Now, will that be possible? Are they going to achieve this? I mean, I wouldn't 100% say yes to it, but I think it is a promising step that they are moving in this direction, that they're thinking about this. Do I like the consolidation of power? It's kind of interesting because, like, on the one hand, you see, so I'll tell you the criticism that people are going to give to this. Number one, you kind of saw what was called the light bulb cabal or something, where essentially Philips light bulb, I believe. Don't sue me, Philips. I go do your own research on the story. But essentially, there's a bunch of light bulb companies. They all got together and they decided that for the safety of light bulbs, they were only going to make them so the light bulbs, instead of lasting 100 years, only lasted 2 years or 5 years or whatever. And if you look at the lifespan of your average light bulb, it has continuously declined as this group of light bulb makers have gotten together to determine light bulb safety or whatever they decided to deem it as. And a lot of people criticize this as, look, you're literally just all kind of colluding together to do one thing that's better for you and worse for the industry, right? If light bulbs don't last as long, then you got to buy them more often. I believe there's some light bulbs in like Philadelphia or somewhere in like a fire department that have been going for like almost 100 years or something crazy. So light bulbs really do have the capability of lasting for a very long time, but the current light bulbs we have today do not do that. In fact, I sometimes get frustrated because I'll buy these like 20-year light bulbs from Walmart and plug them in, and like 1 year to 2 years later, they're all burnt out. And as if I'm going to go take the light bulb back to Walmart and get the $4 back. I don't have the original packaging. I don't know where the receipt is, yada, yada, yada. So I just think that's the criticism people are going to give to this. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to be worried that when you have the big players like Google and OpenAI and Microsoft all together in this big AI forum, that perhaps there's going to be a little bit of colluding. And in addition to this, the forum they get to decide who they allow into the forum. So it's kind of like a club, and they get to decide who comes into it. And maybe, you know, Anthropic has a competitor they don't like, and they decide that they don't get to join the club. And then if you're not certified, you know, a good player in the Frontier Model Forum, maybe you don't get to get certain contracts with companies or the government or other things. So there's kind of this whole insider trading feeling that I know people will push back against. But at the same time, I think it is, you know, important sometimes for industry leaders in these big firms to come together and make consensuses on things. You see this even happening in other industries, for example, the electric car market, right? There was all these different charging ports, random example, but there's all these different charging ports, and Tesla came out with the North American standard electric charging port. And in order to make it so that everyone, when they go to an EV charging station, is using the same adapter, they don't have to get all these different adapters, and like maybe some, you know, Ford can't go to Tesla super chargers because they don't have the right adapter. And, you know, to avoid problems like that, essentially you had all of the different car companies in North America kind of coming together and adopting this uniform, you know, the North American charging standard for EV cars, which was essentially the Tesla adapter. And I think they just open sourced the patents, or let everyone use the patents to use this specific type of adapter. And now it's pretty much unlocked the thousands of AI, or the thousands of Tesla superchargers across the country and around the world, to every car owner that will eventually, right? We had Ford, General Motors, Rivian. We've had a whole bunch of different car companies say that they're going to be adopting this, you know, this standard charging port. And I think it makes a lot of sense, right? They can tap straight into infrastructure that's already built. We don't have to build different charging ports for different types of cars. It would have been a big hassle. So something like that, you see like, oh man, there's some serious benefit to the consumer and to everyone when these big companies come together and come up with a consensus on some things, some standards and whatnot, and so, and best practices. So that is, I think, a pro to this. And but then there is also the cons. So I think there's going to be two sides to this, and it's, we're really going to have to watch this to see how this plays out. But essentially, the Frontier Model Forum is going to structure itself around an advisory board to guide its strategy and priorities. And they say that they're going to be leveraging diverse backgrounds and perspectives. The forum also encourages participation from other organizations developing frontier AI models, fostering collective approaches towards the safe progression of these models. That's kind of their idea here. But in the coming years, the forum is primarily going to focus on three areas. So number one, establishing best practices, advancing AI safety research, and then finally facilitating information sharing among companies and governments, which of course is where people start to see some alarm bells, is the whole information sharing among companies and governments. It just feels like a little bit less privacy. So some people definitely don't like that. I think this will involve promoting knowledge sharing across different sectors, identifying critical research questions in AI safety, and establishing secure mechanisms for sharing information regarding AI safety and risks. Leading figures from the founding companies have actually expressed like that they're pretty optimistic about this whole initiative. So Kent Walker, he's the president of global affairs at Google and Alphabet, and he believes that technical expertise sharing is going to promote responsible AI innovation. Microsoft's vice chair and president Brad Smith, he reinforces the company's responsibility to ensure AI technology is safe, secure, and remains under human control. And then, of course, similarly, we have Anthropic CEO, who is Dario Amodi, and Anna McKenju, and the vice president of global affairs at OpenAI. That was Anna, I believe. But both of them emphasize the profound potential of AI to really benefit society and make oversight and governance of AI developments imperative. So in the coming months, the Frontier Model Forum is going to establish key institutional arrangements, including a charter, governance structure, and funding mechanisms. In addition to this, it plans to consult with civil society and governments on the design of the forum and on meaningful ways to collaborate. And the forum welcomes the opportunity to contribute to existing government and multilateral initiatives like the G7 Hiroshima process and OECD's work on AI risk, standards, and social impact, and the US-EU Trade and Technology Council. So additionally, the forum is going to try and build on the work of existing industry, civil society, and research efforts that are kind of across its work streams. And so I think that really in an era where AI is obviously evolving super, super rapidly, I think the initiative by some of these big companies marks a pretty important step towards ensuring responsible and safe AI development. And obviously it's proving that they are at least openly putting this as top of mind. Obviously, they've all been to Congress, and they know that Congress is going to absolutely have a heyday if there are any missteps here. So I think they're all trying to be very careful here. And so I think it's going to be a very interesting thing to continue to follow as this rolls out and to see what the implications of this council are and this forum are. And definitely will be interesting to see if this is a boon or if this kind of it has negative impacts on the overall AI landscape in general.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.